This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 9th, 2009, Gillette Stadium. Patriots preparing for a trip west to take on Josh McDaniels and his undefeated, who-da-thunk, Denver Broncos led by Kyle Orton and Paul Perillo. Another week here at Patriots Nation and another rumblings of a linebacker that never came to fruition. You know, a while back it was Derek Brooks was coming, then he didn't come because that day, very day that he was coming, he signed with ESPN, then he might come the next week. This week, you know, everybody was all over Junior Seau joining the team, correct?
Except correct.
The week went through and Junior Seau didn't join the team. I don't know if he's still underneath that 1,000-pound bull that kicked his butt the other day in Toronto, or, you know, reports now indicate he could be joining the team as early as next week. We'll start there. Happy about that addition, potentially?
Well, I look at it in a couple of different ways. I do think that he could help. I think they need some depth there at linebacker, and I also think that that he could help off the field as well, because I think he's a positive influence in the locker room, a good motivator, and probably a good mentor to some of these younger guys who have started to play a lot more and play more prominent roles. On the other side, I kind of don't like the idea of these veterans, sort of sitting out, you know, the whole offseason, all of training camp, and just jumping on board midseason. I didn't really like when Ty Law did it last year. I didn't like when Deion Sanders did it a few years back. But I guess that's the way that sports is nowadays, and we've seen it in baseball a lot, so I don't think there's really anything to stop it, so I'm just going to have to get over that little hang-up that I have about it.
Yeah, I agree. My feelings, I went on that rant when Derek Brooks was saying, I got to find the right situation for me, and if the team has the right situation, who cares? Either play or don't play, just go away. Conveniently enough, I think he's gone away and just become a full-time media guy.
And the difference with, I think, with Seau in terms of the validity is Bill openly admitted
right.
that he was here for a physical and a workout and whatnot, so... And Adam Schefter, I heard on Friday morning here locally on WEEI, reiterate that he believes that it'll happen next week.
Seau did not join the team, but a couple other moves involving linebackers did occur. Prescott Burgess, who's been here, left here, in a short span.
Yeah, quite a month.
Was signed off the practice squad to the active roster where he returns to Baltimore. Patriots filled that opening. Nice little 3-4 bounce around here with Bruce Davis, who had been with the Steelers, a 2008 third-round pick out of UCLA. Some Patriots fans may have remembered the name from doing some draft prep work. He was definitely one of those tweener guys at 6'3", 252, who was seen as a 3-4 outside linebacker type. Played in 5 games last year as a rookie with Pittsburgh, mostly on special teams. Was waived September 5th, and now he's on the Patriots practice squad. Probably a good developmental talent. Who
really
knows?
Really good move, I think.
Third-round pick is pretty early to be cut as a third-round pick. I mean, this is Kevin O'Connell. I mean, a guy that 1 year in Pittsburgh where they develop linebackers. We all have seen the James Harrisons and the Timmons and the Woodley and guys develop. They gave up on him. So interesting guy to keep an eye on over the next few weeks on the practice field.
I agree, Andy. I think that I don't know anything about the personal situation of Bruce Davis, but third-round pick tells me there's some talent there, and it's definitely worth taking a closer look.
That's all the moves for the week, but I will look into the injury report, Paul Perillo, where we have some interesting aspects to it, though I'm not sure we'll be able to add any information. Randy Moss missed practice earlier in the week, not injury-related, and Adalis Thomas has missed practice this week, not injury-related for consecutive
one
days.
One each, by the way.
Oh, I thought it was
Moss,
two for
Moss
Thomas.
Moss missed on Wednesday, Thomas missed on Thursday.
Okay, what do we make of those?
I really haven't the slightest idea, and I wouldn't even feel comfortable speculating.
I don't either. I have absolutely no idea. For all I know, they had a pumpkin carving party to get to.
I will say, we saw Adalis Thomas in the locker room Thursday.
Yeah, we saw both of them.
He walked through on
they
Thursday.
They were both here the day that they didn't practice,
they were both in the locker room.
So, yeah, I really had no idea. The big story, Fred Taylor did not practice, has reportedly torn ligaments in his ankle, had surgery, was driven home to his house, and actually did an interview apparently with a Florida newspaper where he confirmed that it was high ankle sprain and tore some ligaments, but said he's going to come back from this. He's very confident, kind of emphasized the shame of it all was he really felt like he had started to build his trust level with the coaches and was kind of getting it up to speed in the offense, and now it looks like he's going to miss an extended period of time. No one's really been reporting, you know, what that could be, whether that's a month, 2 months,
and
3 months.
I should say the first report that I know of, Andy, came right here on PFW in Progress. One
it's
of
true.
Our loyal listeners, Chris with a TIAN,
getting it
called
done.
In and said that he had heard that he'd be out at least 2 to 4 weeks. He was on crutches, evidently a little more serious than that. But Taylor himself not ruling out a return for
right.
this season. We've heard 6 weeks. We've heard season ending. Taylor says that he will be back. So we'll have to see how it unfolds.
And just a tie into New England sports, apparently the same doctor that did Curt Schilling's surgery before the famous red bloody sock game that he pitched, where they did that crazy stuff with the ligaments and whatever, did the surgery. So, you know, the track record for getting a guy back out there and having some success and everything is here
sure.
in New England. The rest of the injury report, Jerod Mayo, limited on the field again, Paul Perillo.
Still,
will he be on the field
still doing some work.
Sunday, Denver?
I don't think he'll be on the field on Sunday, but I really do. I have to say I'm surprised. Looks like it's going to be closer to 4 or 5 weeks rather than the 8 weeks, which was the longer. It was 6 to 8, and it looks like 6 is going to be closer than 8, which is good news.
For the Denver Broncos, before we get on out of here, some worrisome injuries for them. Karell Buckhalter, sprained ankle, looks like he's going to miss the game, has not been practicing, averaging over 7 yards a carry for them in the backfield. And Brian Dawkins has missed practice with knee and shoulder injuries for the last couple days. So be interesting to see if he can get on the field. Obviously, two key players for them on both sides of the ball, former Eagles who have really helped Josh McDaniels transition here into a winning formula early in the season. But Sunday afternoon, big battle. The mentor and the pupil, Paul Perillo.
You practicing for tomorrow with
yeah.
that voice?
Good. Belichick and McDaniels. Who knows more? Who knows each other better? Because, you know, Josh knows everything about Brady in this offense, and he practiced against the defense. But Bill taught Josh everything he knows. So who's going to move their pawn properly? That's the question heading into Sunday's meeting. Weather looking now like it will not be an issue. Looks like about a 20% chance of precipitation. Game time temperature in the 50s. Patriots Broncos, another nice early season AFC battle with a little theatrics on the side in the McDaniels Belichick meeting. And they'll meet at midfield with the Patriots victorious, and Bill Belichick shakes Josh McDaniels' hand and hugs him.
We both think that's going to be the outcome. I think it'll be a little closer than Andy does.
Blowout, but Bill is gracious enough to go out and hug Josh McDaniels in victory. You know, Bill's good at being gracious in victory. See if Josh is ready to return the favor out there. Until next week, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and maybe we'll have a Hall of Famer to add to the roster come next Friday. Keep tuned in for Junior Seau. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. Don't measure up and try to blame the Pyrex. I'ma do it bigger than a 5X. Can't ride with an L, so I don't drive Lex. Gang so bickery, so full of trickery. Nursery, rhyming, hickory, dickory. Blowing that.